When Stephon Clark was gunned down by police last year, the nation's eyes turned to this South Sacramento neighborhood.
Giving you a look at some of the challenges facing communities like Meadowview, the place where Clark was shot and killed.
Clark's death was the first time many Sacramentans had heard of Meadowview. For others, the event just reinforced their bad impressions.
It's not like the worst area, but it's not like the best area, I guess.
It's okay.
Fights, kids, gangs, it's not the area that you want to live in.
Also known as Ghetto View.
But the people who live in Meadowview see their neighborhood differently. And those are the stories we're gathering over the next few months as part of our podcast series, The View From Here. You may hear from a basketball coach.
Meadowview is a pretty diverse community. I mean, it gets affiliated with being a bad area, crime area, and it's not like it was back in the day.
A barber who's been around a long time.
Meadowview is going through a few changes right now.
And a pastor who's trying to hold everyone together.
It's just like every other community, with families who are just trying to survive, have a good life.
Meadowview still has its struggles, with poverty and education rates lower than Sacramento as a whole. Community advocates feel their neighborhood has been ignored by public officials for too long.
It has been overlooked. Little basic things that could be put in place that's going to save a community and save some lives.
But after the shooting of Stephon Clark, there's a new spotlight on Meadowview from City Hall.
What I speak about today is not just about Meadowview, but all the Sacramento neighborhoods that rightfully demand our attention.
Along with new promises of resources, there's a renewed interest in what's going on in Meadowview, including from reporters like us.
Sometimes things have to happen to wake up the city and its people, but it is very unfortunate, but sometimes that's what it takes.
Cap Radio has been reporting in Meadowview for several months now, and we've learned some things, like how the neighborhood is a gateway for new immigrants from around the world.
My name is Ayona Fakalata Teo. I am from Tonga.
And how parts of this neighborhood are full of young kids.
The thing that makes me different from the youth that is in juvenile hall is that I have activities to keep me away from the drugs, the alcohol, the violence.
And how community leaders are working hard to give those young people hope and opportunities.
The people are going to have a better solution than just protesting. That's the real work, is when you have to govern oneself.
So stay tuned for stories about Meadowview that may surprise you, like times when residents saw police as more than just enforcers of the law.
One of the most significant things about Officer Ware was he was a community officer. He was a community father. He didn't patrol his community in the car. He patrolled his community on foot.
In the next View From Here podcast, you'll hear about Meadowview's complex history and how the neighborhood may be misunderstood.